This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Rolling into hour number two of Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we've got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You got to help me, everybody. Like, I don't have the bank account that Bart Scott has, right? So, when it comes to shopping and stuff like that, like, I got to be a little frugal. You know? I mean, I'm the guy, I'll look for a deal. Coupon code, I'm in. Right? Now, it doesn't mean that I don't like looking like wearing dad stuff. Like, dad shoes, dad pants.
You don't want them big Nikes with the big sole for walking, right? The Walking Dead.
Yeah, shoes. I mean, Skechers are probably nice, but I'm good. But when you take the train and the subway and stuff, you don't want to mess up with, you know, your good stuff. J's, and I got several pairs of J's and different things, and I got my Puma Clydes that I love. I don't want to get them all scuffed and dirty all the time, so I'm trying to find an alternative. What is a good alternative for me to wear I'm a commuter now, because I don't want to just sit in my car for 3 hours and stuck in traffic.
People's out there, I told him get the black Air Force Ones.
He did. He did say that.
Confirmed. He won't even get picked on. People won't look his way. He don't look straight. They don't think he's a serial killer.
Air Maxes.
But remember, it's a lot of walking now. So it's got to be so comfortable.
Air Maxes have got the bubble in them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm flat.
The 96s?
I'm flat-footed. So walking for me, if I'm not wearing Air Maxes, my feet are
now, I found a pair that like slip right on. They're unbelievable.
Nothing better than New Balances though for walking.
You build my Kawhi Leonard.
New Balances, like all the linemen.
Yeah,
I would confirm.
Wear New Balance cleats.
Yeah,
all the linemen in the NFL, and New Balances is a running shoe.
So all right, everybody's gonna help me shop.
Kawhi, man.
Yeah, help me shop for reasonable, yet stylish. I gotta look right.
We're starting to GoFundMe. Right. We're starting to GoFundMe for shoe fund.
No, I don't need the. It's not about funding.
It's like barbershop. When it came in, we got a game this week.
It's not about that. It's more about like just I need advice, because when you're an old man and you don't know anything about what's cool, that's me.
See, I'm from Detroit. The ultimate walking shoes for old men, even though the young people in Detroit wear them. Detroit's his own like place.
I understand. It's own culture.
Rockports.
I know Rockports.
Young men wear Rockports in Detroit.
Seriously?
Yeah. That was like a call. I was like happy. Like I was begging my mom for Rockports. Rockports is gangster. Mm. Rockports.
All right. We'll be shopping while we talk.
And yays. Get some yays. We need to send them some yays. Some Cartiers. We need some yays, man.
That's not me, though. Like that's when I'm at. That's out of character, right? Yeah. That's when somebody looks at me going, where'd you steal those from? Like, they look at me like, where'd you take those from?
Let's get Allen buffed up, D-Town.
That's it. Help me out.
We big in the 313. Send him a pair of yays.
Don't
kill nobody for him, though.
You don't have to send me a pair. I just...
Don't kill nobody for him.
All right. While we shop, while we talk, while we do all that, we've got your calls. We also have the game we love to play as it continues on. Week 4. Somebody's O
has got to go.
It begins Thursday night, tomorrow night. The Dolphins at the Bengals, and the Dolphins are 3-0. Does the Dolphins O got to go?
You heard what Joe Burrow said. They just had to get right against the Jets, and everything is back to normal.
Yep.
They said they got their big plays and
all
that stuff.
How you feeling about this?
I mean, I got to give Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's laying 4, by the way. Caesars has them laying 4, and the Football Power Index has them at 69.7% probability to win the game. Yeah. 69.7%.
I got to get – it's just because you know what Vegas did? Looked at them uniforms.
Oh?
Look good, feel good, play good. I tell you what.
Might be.
I know Oregon has done all this stuff, and you know they got all 25 alternate uniforms, but I ain't never – Ever saw some uniforms as cold as what the Bengals are going to pull out on Thursday night football.
They are pretty fire.
Man, they gangster.
They are pretty fire.
Dylon.
That can change everything, right?
And I don't even like Tigger.
Feel good?
Yeah, man. Look good, feel good, play. I mean, you put them on, you got to feel like a – don't drop. I'm like Shark. Don't drop me. I'm worth $1 million.
So what are you saying here then? Give me what you think is going to happen. Does Dolphins O got to go.
I think so. The Dolphins have been skating on playing lucky football or timely football.
Ooh.
I mean, it took the episode of MASH or episode of Oregon Trail for dysentery, dehydration, for them to beat a depleted Bills team.
True.
And then we know what happened against Action Jackson, down 21, and the secondary of the Ravens lost their mind. At some point, the rents do, and the football guys turn the clock where they're supposed to be. And then, you know, Tua gets a dose of reality, if he plays, because they got Teddy Two Gloves. And if that's the case, mm-hmm. then the ball may not get pushed down the field much.
Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater is the backup there. All right, so somebody's O has got to go. The next game to look at here, the Chargers and the Texans. The O question is the winless. They are one of two winless teams left. The Texans are 0-2-1. The Chargers are all banged up, right? They are.
No Rashawn Slater.
And that's a big loss, of course. Justin Herbert.
Keenan Allen is practicing.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers are laying 5 on the road, and FPI has the Chargers at 70%. So all the feeling is that the O will stay with the Texans at 0-2-1 going into this game. Does the O got to go in this game, Bart?
I think the O could go.
Could.
If they're able to get to Justin Herbert with the rib, put some sauce on them ribs. And then it's Chase Daniels. And, man, Chase Daniels been making a lot of money for a long time, but he don't play much.
Not a bum.
He's not a bum.
The Chargers,
he got bum tendencies.
How about the Chargers haven't lost 3 straight. Now, they've lost 2 here. They haven't lost 3 straight since Herbert was a rookie a couple of years ago. So they have maintained that ability to overcome, like, a couple of losses here. But that's history. I want to ask you, if you're on the Texans' defense, and you know what you know about Herbert and his ribs.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the mentality?
What did my face mask say to the ribs? Smack!
Mm-hmm.
Cold-blooded. I'm absolutely going for those. I'm punching them in. I'm kneeing them in. I'm trying to get them to the ground. I'm jumping on top of them. All that stuff. I'm the true definition of what Dan Campbell was talking about. I'm going to keep biting them, chewing them, elbowing them, eye gouge.
Make him very uncomfortable.
All
right?
That.
And without his best tackle, of course, to protect him, things could get really dicey there. Okay. So there's another game they watch. So are you saying, yes, it's going to go? Texans get their first win?
I ain't crazy, Alex. I ain't crazy.
All right, so the Texans' O is not going to go. The next game on somebody's O has got to go on Barton Hahn. I'm telling you, this game to me.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about it Friday. This game, to me, has suddenly got a little bit of sizzle to it.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville.
Foley Falicati.
At Philadelphia against the 3-0 Eagles. Now, Caesars has the Eagles laying 6.5. FPI has them at 67.3% probability. Doug Peterson coming back to Philly and all of that. And Trevor Lawrence looking like something. And that defense, Jacksonville is back. Does Philly's O got to go? Ooh, he's pausing.
Sunshine! I got to go with Sunshine, man.
Really?
Sunshine is, listen, how bad is Urban Meyer that he leaves, and this team is a legitimate threat, and Trevor Lawrence looks like everything that we thought he was going to be. This offense,
in 1 year.
This offense is 6th in the NFL. 6th! Defense, 15th. Passing, 10th. Rushing, 10th. They got ETN. They got Robinson. Christian Kirk messed up the market, but, man, he's earning his cheese on his taco. I mean, Marvin Jones, this team is scary, man. This team spent a lot of money, a lot of money. And they may have got it right with Trayvon Walker as being the number one overall, you know, defense player pick, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is looking like
we were wondering how could you go there, but that has turned out so far. It has turned out very well.
I think the O got to go.
You think – like, could they – now, I don't want to say
Jacksonville,
trap.
Jacksonville got – no, there ain't no trap because they just beat the Chargers.
But that's my
point. You ain't sneaking up on nobody.
You don't – like, for the Eagles, it's sort of that, you know, you're 3-0, you're feeling good, everybody loves everything and all that stuff. And it's like – I didn't mean – when I say trap, I would say I don't want to say trap, but this could feel like that because it's Jacksonville and it's not like – you know, it's not a NFC rival. It's not a division game. Like, this is sort of like, you know? Like, this could be one of those games that you get caught by surprise, a little early punch, and suddenly you're reeling.
Duval!
You're feeling Jacksonville.
I don't know, son.
Doug Peterson comes back, too.
Me.
Doug Peterson comes back. Quickly, Doug Peterson, does he deserve – what kind of reception should he get from the Philadelphia crowd.
Philly special. He brought the only championship in your history. Y'all was the laughing stock of that division. Everybody. Word. The Commanders. Mm-hmm. Two or three titles.
Yeah.
Giants.
The only one
five.
Left that didn't have any titles.
Dallas. Yep. Three. You with a big donut.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He deserves all the accolades. And Devin Lloyd, man, I'm telling you what, could be the young front runner. I know Sauce is out here putting in work. I know even Trayvon Walker is putting in work. But, man, don't pay. You got to pay attention to Devin Lloyd, too. Middle linebackers change lives.
Okay, so that's a game everybody's going to have their eye on. Last somebody's O has got to go, Bart Scott, is the Broncos. And the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are
0-3. That O going to go.
Vegas at laying 2.5 at home and 58% FPI. So, again, even Vegas is not really believing much in Vegas. You're home, so we'll give you – yeah, okay. We'll give you that. But you heard what Tim Hasbeck told us. He said, like, Derek Carr's got to play better.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. He played really well. He was a good leader last year. He has not been that this year. It's just a game that finally gets done, and that O's got
to
go.
I think it has to. I can't imagine a world where they go 0-4.
In a world.
You're talking about the bottom falling out. I mean, man, Josh McDaniels in his second stint, he has to at least win this game to keep pace. Chargers, the good thing is they're not in desperation mode, but these games count for two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're talking about a divisional opponent. Russell ain't been cooking. You know what? Russ has been cooking. Russ been cooking SpaghettiOs and Vienna sausage. Nothing nutritious about it. This is the right time because they're feeling good at 2-1.
Yeah.
And
Fugazi 2-1. Yeah,
it's the most Fugazi
2-1. Marsh might
not
like it. He calls all the time. He tweets all the time. He might not like it, but it's Fugazi 2-1. We all know this.
Yeah.
The head coach is kind of a little over his head. You know, bringing in some help.
He had to phone a friend.
Yeah, he did. He phoned a friend, bringing in some help, which is the right thing to do, of course. And I wonder if he did it or did somebody in the front office.
Yeah, you might want to give so-and-so a call. Matter of fact, he's already on a flight.
Let's bring in somebody who, you know, kind of knows how to manage a game because you don't.
But this Las Vegas team has too much talent to be 0-3. I mean, too much talent. I mean, you go out, you already had a talented Renfrew. You already had a talented Waller. And then you add the best receiver in the game in Devontae Adams and then go get Chandler Jones to go opposite of Max Crosby. And you mean to tell me you can't get her done? Come on, man.
Okay. So the O's that Bart said has got to go. You didn't say Miami, did you? Did you say it was Miami?
Yeah. Miami's
O. So they're, Bart says that O's going. So 3-1
Philly,
coming.
Philly.
He's not. Houston's O is staying. So they'll be 0-3-1 or 0-2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Philly's O is going to go against Jacksonville, so they'd be 3-1. That's amazing.
The Peterson Bowl.
Philly's O's got to go to the Peterson Bowl. And then the Vegas Raiders O is going to go. They'll get that first win of the season. They're 0-3 right now going into that. Agree or disagree on this? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got your calls to get to. We also, Bart Scott, the power rankings are out as well. We're going to see somebody that moved up. That might have moved up a little too high.
Yeah, man. Pump your brakes.
There's certainly something there to talk about in a few seconds. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mel's in Jersey. He's been waiting a bit. Hey, Mel.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all feeling?
Good afternoon. Feeling good?
That's good to hear. All right, so this is what my point is. Oh, yeah, real quick. Nike Winflow 7s, man. They're a running shoe, but, you know, you can walk on them. They got the little air in the bubble at the bottom and whatnot. Real comfortable.
The Nike what?
The Nike Winflow 7s. Winflow 7.
Winflow 7. All right.
Yeah, it's a track shoe, but I use it for walking. I use it for work all the time. Great shoe.
I feel it.
All right. Now, right? Let me bring up these three names for you. Tua, right? They had that quarterback controversy with Tom Brady. You know, they wasn't sure if he was going to be the quarterback, all that. But now he's an MVP candidate now, right? You got Jalen Hurts, right? They wasn't sure if he was going to be if the Eagles had to draft a quarterback next year or something like that. You give him A.J. Brown, boom, now he's an MVP candidate. You know, you give Tua Tyreek Hill, he's an MVP candidate. Same thing with Josh Allen. You know, 2 years ago before he got Stephon Diggs, he was like the fourth quarterback in the draft and all that, but boom, now you go up to one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you know, I look at Daniel Jones, right? I see him. He got the long ball. I think he got more highlights of him, like, throwing the long ball and people not, like, he's overthrowing it than people actually catching it, you know? And, you know, he got the speed. And you guys compliment people's balls all the time about how beautiful and pretty they are. So I don't know if you think his balls is an eyesore, but I just think if he get, like, a good wide receiver, you know, should he get another year or should we give him more time, franchise tag him or something?
I am praying. Listen, they have bad accounting going on over there in the Meadowlands. I am praying that they just let Daniel Jones go somewhere where he can compete. Because I think unlike Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, if he gets a chance to compete and like Mitchell Trubisky, I think he is a good quarterback. I think he's just been in a bad situation. I hope the Giants haven't broke him. I mean, you talk about filing assault charges. He should have right now, it should be an indictment case being built for Dave Gettleman to get locked up for a cruel and unusual punishment to a minor because he was a baby when he got in the league.
Not a minor. Thank you, Mel.
He failed to protect them. And
he drafted offensive linemen. They've been drafting offensive linemen in the first round, and none of them so far. Now, I think Evan Neal's going to work out.
They don't pay him.
Eric Flowers was a bust, obviously.
Andrew Thomas and
Evan Neal should eventually be good enough. Is it scheme?
That's just great for Daniel Jones, who's in the final year of his deal.
It's one thing to say, like, they draft this quarterback, and they did nothing to improve the offensive line. They are trying
just
to do it.
Just because you try. Listen, do or do not. Try, not an option.
There is no try.
They don't pay you to pick players. They pay you to pick the right players.
Yeah.
And with Saquon Barkley being injured, Sterling Shepard, like, they haven't picked the right players, right? Lorenzo Carter, all the guys that have come and left, he left this organization in shambles. And now Joe Shane and Brian Daboll has to clean up the mess. And it's going to get worse before it gets better because after this year, you're stuck with Kenny Galladay. You can't put the right pieces around him. Mm-hmm. And the reason you got Kenny Galladay is because he was the only guy out. But it was a weak free agent class, and they just gave money to a guy that they shouldn't have gave money to. Jared Doney don't like football.
Let's continue with the calls. We go to Massachusetts to talk to Frank. What's up, Frank?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay. First of all, listen. Been working for FedEx for 28 years. You can't go wrong with a pair of New Balance. It doesn't matter which ones they are, just as long as they're the running ones. They're really comfortable.
Okay.
And get a dark pair so then that way when they step on you on the train, you won't have to fight with somebody.
That's my problem is a lot. You get so many scuffs just from people stepping on your
damn feet. No, get the
black suede. You know how hard it is to keep suede clean? Yeah, I got you. All right. I'm in. All right. I'll check him out. I'm getting a lot of suggestions online, too, so I appreciate it. All right.
Big up FedEx, too. It's almost time where all our delivery men become heroes.
Superheroes.
Because if you got to get your parents, got to get your kids a Christmas gift, and you'd be looking like, you know what I'm saying, my daddy don't love me if you don't get that American Girl doll or something.
That was it. So Frank just wanted to tell us about sneakers. I thought he wanted to talk about the Cowboys. You see how many – it's amazing, the suggestions.
I told you New Balances.
Yeah, you did. So I've gotten a couple of these. Now you saw me wearing these yesterday.
Kawhi probably wear 14 or 15.
Allbirds. I have a pair of those. I've been wearing the last couple of days. They're super comfortable. But I kind of feel like Allbirds have that kind of old man,
walking shoe kind of feel
to them.
I'm telling you, man, New Balance, bro. I'm telling you.
That's what you say.
Best, most comfortable cleats too.
Okay. We continue with your calls. Let's go to Detroit. Sean John.
3-1-3rd. You buffed up. You gonna send Allen some buffs?
What up, though? Yeah, this is Deshaun John from Detroit, Michigan. How y'all doing?
What up? Good.
Yep. I wanted to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, but before I get to that, let me give you a suggestion, Bart. When you do the Nostradamus, lose the voice, bro. We can't take you seriously, man, with that voice.
What voice should he do?
No, he's supposed to take me. He said, you want me to do Teddy Love?
It's supposed to be funny.
I love you.
Like, what voice should he do?
I'm saying his regular voice. If he's trying to make these predictions accurately and you want us to take you seriously, lose the voice of Nostradamus, please.
Sean John, Dallas. We don't. Yeah. You're not supposed to take it serious. It's supposed to be funny. And it's funny when he does it. It's even funnier when you see him doing it. It's hysterical.
As far as I knew, I thought he was actually trying to make these predictions to be true or something like that, in a sense. But anyway, let's get to Dallas.
Let's get to Dallas.
It's going to be a two quarterback system, and I think that Jerry Jones is going to pull us off. He's going to make this a two-quarterback system. Uh-huh. And no, Dak Prescott should not sit over there and feel sad or bad about anything, like, just because Cooper. Look, they all on the same team. I'm sick and tired of people putting quarterbackers against each other. You're on the same team. And I'm sick and tired of people thinking that it can only be one quarterbacker.
It is. Well, first of all, what's a quarterbacker?
I mean.
And secondly, bro, I mean, they paid Dak Prescott $40 million. What do you think this is, Michigan? You think Harbaugh's their coach? There's no quarterback sharing system in the NFL?
Remember, it's a quarterbacker.
Okay.
So it's like a linebacker.
Quarterback, man. Remember, it's a quarterback because only one of them is linebackers.
He lost me when he didn't like Barsadamas' voice.
He thought it was both, yeah.
Like he lost me with that one. But I'll tell you what, you know what part? It's actually a good time.
Haters! Haters from the 313!
I think coming up next.
Buffed up or buffed out, punk! Barsadamas will never ever die.
This is now going to be epic, just because.
Oh, you son of a!
What you guys
it.
Just did here?
You from my hometown?
You set him off, everybody.
No belief in me.
You set him off.
Quarterbacker D's.
And now you will hear from Barsadamas coming up after I tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs, I'm just thinking of your voice right now doing this, which would be hilarious. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. This is way too long for you to be making me laugh.
Just minutes.
Then add your jobs in a purple hashtag hiring frame for your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to hire and interview. That's why small business rates LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Barstradamus.
Yes!
Bart is fine. LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Bart and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I am for real.
Never meant to make a lot of cry.
Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. And we are coming to you live from Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And the tweets at Barton Hahn that we're getting after that caller suggested that Barsadamas should not use that voice because nobody could take his prediction serious. The tweets are in support of The Voice. All right. Matt Khalifa. Is that guy crazy? Never lose The Voice.
What the hell is a quarterbacker?
Mm. Cleveland Eastman.
You're whacker whacker.
Obviously doesn't listen to what you say because Barstradamus is not wrong often. Corey, I love The Voice. Don't ever change Barstradamus.
No, no, no.
Lucky Lou, this caller is a clown. Bart, you never lose The Voice. We love Barstradamus' voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
John, I pity the fool who can't appreciate a pallbearer impression.
Oh, Paul.
With that in mind, then.
Thank you for the power.
Did you just go falsetto? Barstradamus joining us right now in the studio. And so we have some questions for you, oh great one, as we always do each week. And I begin with this. Is this the end for Bill Belichick and the Patriots? Mac Jones injury, they already haven't looked good. Brian Hoyer's now your quarterback. Is this finally where he starts heading towards the Greg Popovich segment of his career? After winning a ton, now it's all about just being an also-ran.
Hoyer the Destroyer.
What is he going to destroy?
One decade plus has yielded no success. Oh, the stories he must have on the Sith Lord himself.
Why? Why would you say?
But string cheese could not hold up to the great Calais Campbell. Ooh. And oh, much like Le'Veon Bell's album, Life's a Gamble. So shall the future of Bill Belichick in New England, as every dog has his day. And a broken clock is worth right twice a week or a day. Bill shall ride off without giving Josh McDaniel his world. But oh, yes, it is time. Time for the mullet himself to take over for Papa. OJ Mayo shall be the new head coach after the year. Oh, yes, he's worthy. He's worthy. As last year, he got some interviews. But, oh, Robert Kraft shall spread the news.
You got bars now?
So it is said.
Wow, that's a big prediction.
So it shall be.
O.J. Mayo as the O.J. Mayo? O.J. Mayo?
Gerard Mayo.
Yes, Gerard Mayo.
No relation.
O.J. Mayo is a basketball player.
To O.J.
But okay, Gerard Mayo. Interesting here, by the way, that this is the second time. The Packers are like favored by 15 in this game. It's the second time that the Patriots are double-digit underdogs since 2001. Do you know that the other time, Brian Hoyer was also the starting quarterback?
Hoyer, the Destroyer.
Yes. All right.
So the Destroyer of his own team.
That's quite a prediction. So Bill Belichick will be out and Gerard Mayo takes over. You're saying this is the end of the line. That's what Barstradamus is predicting to us. The next prediction we need from you, Barstradamus, is will the Commanders be the reason that Dak Prescott comes back as the starter once he's cleared? You know, those division games, they can mess with you.
No, no, no.
No?
Quite the contrary. Oh, as the Dallas Cowboys keep the streak alive, so shall the reign of Cooper Rush.
Cooper Cup, Rush, Cooper Rush.
Tomato, tomato.
Right, exactly.
Dak Prescott comes back for week number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Cooper Cup will be a pleasant surprise.
Or Rush.
No, Cooper Cup, as they play.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
The Rams.
I gotcha.
And all the Boo Birds would ask for Cooper Rush.
So the
as Cooper Cup.
So the Cooper. What about Cooper? Is there a Cooper Manning thing in here too? Is like.
Pick your Cooper.
I think Bart Shadamus is broken.
I think he's drunk.
No! Oh no! Cooper Rush shall be undefeated.
Okay.
And Dak Prescott comes back and will be depleted of the victory. Oh yes. They shall lose two in a row.
You got back on track pretty
to
well.
The Eagles. And then they will start screaming for the most popular man in all the Big D.
Excuse me?
The backup quarterback, yes. Cooper Rush, who's undefeated. Oh, yes.
So
Dak shall feel the pain.
So if I'm following this map, Dak will return, lose, and everybody will demand Cooper Rush come back as a starting quarterback.
Exactly.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
Okay, that's a long way to that prediction. The last but not least of our questions to you this week, Bar Shadamas. Buffalo Bills are considered a favorite to win the Super Bowl. But if anything is going to derail that, could it be injuries that are already starting to pile up?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Way to stall.
The favorite for MVP shall see his equal as Action Jackson this week. Oh, carrying the team on his back. Oh, shall reign supreme. Oh, Action Jackson is such a treat to watch. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, it's not about this week's matchup. It's more just like the idea that we saw the secondary already banged up. They lose. Could the one thing that derails the Bills from winning the Super Bowl be injuries?
The best ability is availability.
Well said.
And they don't have the horses in the stable anymore. But, oh, to quote a great man, F those picks! Oh, as they will make the necessary moves, as they know the time is now, and they have to take the Buffalo Nation and the Bills Mafia and give them what they deserve, the first championship in Orchard Park. They shall get their prize, as the journey has been painful and the road has been long. But finally, oh, finally, they shall exorcise all the demons wide left. Oh, no! The chosen one, the Neil, has come out the matrix, and he shall unrelease the curse. The Bills win! I said it.
So it shall be.
And so it shall be. The Buffalo
Bills. By the
way,
did you
shall get the victory?
Oh, you wanted to do a rhyme. You wanted to finish that rhyme. Did you happen to see the graphics on ESPN Plus of you in your appearance today?
No.
No? Take a look. Yeah, see if they put you back on the screen real quick. Yep. Look at that. The flames around you. No. You don't need to flex.
Oh yes.
And that is Bart Shadamas for this week. Thank you, Bart Shadamas. It is brought to you by The Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. Coming up, we've got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How could you ever want that voice to change? It's Bart and Han, ESPN.
Haters!
Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Back again.
Sadie's back.
Barton Hunt.
All the friend.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Bart Stradamus was back.
Just going, yeah, absolutely. Brought it in the last segment. We created a monster.
Hi, whiskey.
Quan is in Virginia. Quan, what's happening?
What up, Q?
Hey, man, this is my first time calling, fellas, man. I appreciate y'all so much, though, man. I just wanted to let y'all know. That last guy that called and said not to do the Barstow Jamas is crazy, man.
Yeah, he need to stay off the weed. Listen, when I knew he wasn't, when he knew nothing, when he say buffed up, I knew he was already off. He said, what up, though? He was trying to be Jalen. He know what.
Yeah, he gave you the what up though, and then he called them quarterbackers. You know, like credibility starts to slip at that point.
I think they should have two quarterbackers.
They should have a two quarterbacker system. That's the one that got me right there, Quan.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah, the whole time I wanted to be like Bart, just tell him off like this. Yeah, I swear.
Quan, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for the call. Like that's exactly it.
The quarterbackers.
It would have really drove him crazy. Don't talk to me in that voice. Nathan's in Florida. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
How are you?
Good. How you doing out there, man? Good. What part of Florida are you? Are you underneath the storm?
Delray Beach, man. Delray Beach. It's raining and windy. But
you're in Outer Bands over there, right? Yeah.
Listen, man, I've been a Jeff fan for 60 years. That's 60 freaking years. And I had three quick questions for
make them real quick because sure. We just got a few minutes.
Okay,
got about a minute here.
One should the coach be losing, selling his house because this is the best roster they've had in 5 years? Two, should the GM lose his job because he's had a great draft
the
last
the
3 years, but he's picked the wrong quarterback? And three, do they put a muzzle on Bart on the pre and post game shows? Because I know what he thinks about number two.
The first one. Go real quick. Do they put a muzzle on you, Bart?
Nah, and they still let me in the building every day, but I go walk a flock all the time. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time through a couple of coaches' regimes. They don't say one word about some of the things I say, and I'm awfully often critical.
You and Willie Colon are both very, very
opinionated. Yeah, we go rock a flock up. And also, the quarterback, we don't know about the quarterback yet. That's what we're waiting to see, what the quarterback's all about. And I think that Joe Douglas did a great job. We just got to see it come to fruition. I think they're selling hope. They hit on all their draft picks.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more of your calls in 10 seconds. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han.
R.I.P. Pimp C, man.
Big pimping, eh? Yeah, it's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. So let's see. The other side of the Bart Stradamus crowd has showed up on social media. Do you want to hear some of the negative things?
Yes, I love negative.
Okay.
I feed in it. Oh, you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Oh, you think darkness is your
Bill problem? Bill on Twitter said, from everyone in Canada right now, please put that dying cat out of its misery.
Come on, Lucky Stripe, Red Stripe. Come on, man. I'm from the D, baby. I'm right by Windsor, Ontario.
Red Stripe is
I know, Jamaican. I know. They did that. Molson Ice,
you're
Canada.
To looking for Molson.
Yeah, probably. Molson. Yeah, that's fine. No, okay. I'm versing the Tim Hortons.
I should. You know what though? I should take you one time to Alberta, because Alberta beer is like moonshine.
But I don't drink beer.
It's ridiculous. I know, but you still have to try it. I would want to see you just completely drunk on Canadian beer. It'd be hilarious.
Canadian beer. Bloated?
No, it's full funny. Lager? In the moment, it's funny.
Okay.
In the moment, and then after you regret it.
I'll get drunk for you.
Spread Tipster said, the voice is horrible. Please stop. I have to mute that segment every time. No. The only part of your show that hurts my ears.
Oh, no, please.
At least it's the only part.
Don't fire Barstradamus.
No. And then Garrett said it was Fartstradamus.
I have a girlfriend with a wife on the side. No.
These are funny. These are definitely funny. Let's do MLB Snapshot. Brought to you by Progressive, because what we have right now, after the Yankees clinched last night, the American League East, yes, the American League East, champions, Bart.
Oh, God.
So that is done.
Heard that before.
But there is still to be decided the National League East. And the Mets and the Braves have kind of been neck and neck, and now they face each other. I guess, is there one more game, right?
Yeah, they play the Marlins tonight.
Yeah, Marlins tonight.
Take care of business. Hopefully they can be one up when
they couldn't beat them last night. What a bizarre game last night, by the way. You see the three balks?
Yeah, three. Yo.
What is that?
And listen, like, what's the manager name again?
Don Mattingly?
Don Mattingly was like, you know what? He didn't even really care. He's just like.
Well, Don, you know he's checked out, right?
I know, like, he's done. He's done. He's like, man.
Donnie Baseball.
He's like, I got to get out of here because I got to, you know.
I've never checked out.
I've never seen three balks. He balked them all the way around.
Right.
For a run.
Right. All the way in from first. It's crazy.
Like, what?
But then after today, you get an off day Thursday, and then it's Mets and the Braves this weekend. Now, again, weather permitting, because the game's in Atlanta on Friday, and we don't know with the storm.
We're hoping that they can get a cushion.
As it's going on to it, like, one of the tracks is that it could end up, you know, going through Georgia. But still, it's the last real race left. Yeah. For the division, and the division matters.
And it's crazy because they both had 98 wins. Yeah. Like, everybody else is finished because you had a team that.
You go back to that June, July that the Braves had, and then all of a sudden they just turned
they
it off.
Lose.
And they were unbelievable.
It's not like the Mets start losing.
Mets were playing well as well. Yeah, it's crazy. So we're talking about, again, if you're talking about races and you're talking about October baseball and all the things, because next week's October, all the things this weekend is October. You're looking for, that's what you're looking for. So watch it in the National League East this weekend. All right, that's the Progressive Snapshot. It's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote Renter's Insurance at progressive.com. More of your calls coming up. And Aaron Judge, should he sit now that they've clinched? We'll discuss. Barton Huff.